Khan is with us, Nazim Khan, leader of the Labour group in Peterborough. Nazim, good morning.
Morning.
Have you done a deal in a corner?
No, I haven't. I mean, you know, the Labour Party's position has been always consistent policy is that, you know, they are not in overall control and they shouldn't have overall control on the scrutiny committees.
Yeah. Are you not getting a committeeship then?
I am, yeah.
Was that why you voted the way you did?
No, I didn't vote for Conservative. We didn't want to, you know, vote for a chaos. That would have ended up in a chaos.
Why would it? You could have got together, all of you, you know, and brought the Conservative administration down. You've been some of the biggest complainants. This was your chance. You had your biggest rival wobbling on the ropes here, and you could have delivered the knockout punch.
No, we couldn't. We didn't have the numbers.
But you did if you all voted together.
No, there were 29. We were 29. So we couldn't have brought them down. If everybody from the opposition voted for the motion, it would have, you know, just been 29 each.
It's 29-28, I think you'll find.
29-28.
It's 29-28.
And there were several Conservatives not there. If the opposition had united, we had a majority. Simple as that.
I think you got your figures wrong, Nazim.
No, Paul, if all the Conservative voted and the mayor had a casting vote, that would have been 29. But even by miracle, if we would have taken the Conservative out, we couldn't work together. That was the issue. We had a meeting with David Harrington, Nick Sanford, and David Fox, Council Fox. And, you know, we just couldn't agree that we could work together.
Mm-hmm. And some will say it's just easier to be in opposition and throw mud.
No.
You've taken the easy route.
No, it's you know, if you had the numbers, then you could work. How could you work with, you know, 17 individuals? It would have been impossible.
Mike?
Yes, we were hoping that the plan was for an all-party administration. I'm sure Nazim knows that and was told by David Harrington that it would have taken in all parties and at long last all councillors would have been representing the people who elect them instead of just sitting on the hands and letting the Conservatives, a few of the Conservatives, rule the roost.
What do you say to people that voted Labour, Nazim, in the local elections? Have you let them down?
No, we haven't. The people of Peterborough did not vote us to administration. We only gained one seat.
So the basically people are happy with the status quo, so you thought you'd go that way?
But, no, it's not happy status quo. We got a real way forward of making some good changes in the Constitution. We got real chance of, you know, trying to make a good thing. Maybe we come to a conclusion that there's a committee structure is better than the cabinet system.
Thing is, you're not all in agreement, are you? I mean, the Labour group split in two, isn't it? John Knowles has resigned. Ed Murphy voted against Marco being leader. There's all sorts of splits and ructions in the Labour Party in Peterborough, isn't there, over this?
No, you know, there's two people that, you know, wanted to go a different way. So be it.
Is Labour together? Have they got an opposition that is credible to put together an alternative plan for Peterborough?
I'm absolutely certain that Labour's together.
You're not in disarray here?
No. You know, we are a united group. You know, look at the way that, you know, we sort of stood out last night.
Well, you sat on your hands last night.
No.
You didn't stand out, did you?
We just couldn't agree with the Independent Forum that we could form a coalition.
There'll be Labour people, though, listening to this morning. They'll be aghast. They'll be astounded that you've sat on your hands.
Well, why should they be? Because, you know, we sort of...
Because you're there as an opposition, Nazim.
Well, we still are. We are credible opposition.
But you didn't oppose.
Well, of course. We couldn't vote for one Tory to another.
I mean, going forward, where do you think it leaves Peterborough City Council with Marcus Resti still in charge?
Well, I think our hope is that, you know, they will lose more seats and we gain more seats and we hopefully take control. That is what our mission is.
If you take control, have you got a plan or is that part of the problem? You haven't got a plan, so you don't really want to be in control.
No, we have a plan.
What is it?
Yeah, we want to, you know, oust this Conservative government. Look, when a couple of years ago, they had 42 seats. This is the first time that the Conservative actually on not in overall control.
OK, if you were in overall control and you had won this vote, how would you go about tackling this £19 million deficit next year then? What is your plan? You say you've got one.
Well, you know, the plan is sort of imposed on us. You know, it's not our doing. So, you know, we'll have to look at how we can best deal with it. It's the national government who are...
They're just wishy-washy words, Nazim. What's your plan? What's your plan?
They are dictating, you know, what do we sort of have a good settlement. So, you know, we'll have to look at, you know, what can we do.
Well, the settlement wouldn't change. What would your plan be? You said you had a plan. What was it?
Well, we don't know what the settlement will be. It's at the moment, it's a prediction.
Well, you've got to work on that. What would your plan be? You said you've got a plan. What's the plan?
Well, plan is that, you know, we will sort of try to make sure that we don't have the frontline services sort of go down the hill. So we try to protect the frontline services.
Yeah, I don't hear much of a plan. I just hear a wish and a hope.
Yeah, that's how we're going to tackle it.
Okay, Nazim.